SaturdayMorningMosha.com. And today, I am at the Mix Cafe and Lounge's new kitchen, a new dining room done by Zuzi's. It's the Zuzi's Restaurante, I guess. And I'm here with my best friend in the whole wide world. And I'm so excited that she's here with me today.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to my good friend, my best friend in the whole wide world, BJ Giacobelli.
Oh, Anita.
What?
How are you, BJ?
All right.
What?
Are you all right?
I'll be okay.
Have some of your coke, honey.
BJ, take a sip.
And I'm also here with Gina Marie.
That's right, Gina Marie Ricciardi, of course.
Yeah. You all right, BJ?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be okay, BJ?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we'll be all right.
She'll be fine. She'll be fine. Yeah. We're here today.
Food is delicious.
It is delicious.
That's why we're here today.
That's right.
Gina Marie and I, being in our famous show, The Showgirls Strike Back, this summer.
Fabulous.
At the Gia Raw Theater.
Fabulous show.
What a show, right?
That was a fabulous show.
What a show, right?
Fabulous. Well, we've been asked to come and do a little review of you.
Why not? Well, we're so popular.
I know. At Zuzi's here, on 41st Street and 30th Avenue here in Astoria. Mm-hmm. Now, you may be confused, because it's also the Mixed Cafe and Lounge.
Yeah. Where you two perform.
Where we perform.
Of course.
We host our brunch, which Zuzi's now does the food.
Are you
all right? Are you right, BJ?
Where's my napkin? I'm cutting my food up.
Are you all right, honey?
Well, I have to run to the bathroom.
Oh. All right.
Well, I'll be right back.
Okay, honey.
All right. Is there room? I need to back up my hover around. There's room. I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, we're going to start, honey. All right. Well, first of all.
Just eat without me.
All right. Well, we won't wait for you, honey.
No, honey. All right. So, Junior, first of all, we have the gnocchi. Gnocchi.
Gorgeous.
Here. Now, let's give a taste of this. It's the gnocchi. It's under the tapas.
Oh.
The tapas section of the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh my.
Oh, my stars.
Mm. Oh my god.
No.
Oh my stars. Is that?
That's decadent.
Oh my god. So rich. What is it, a goat cheese or something?
No, honey, I think it's a blue.
So
I think
delicious.
It's been fermented, honey.
Oh, coming back. Save me some of that gnocchi.
I'm sorry, BJ. We just finished it all up. Honey.
Well, we'll get another order.
All right.
Another order of gnocchi, please.
All right, all right.
Well, now, we're also here today because it's actually Gina Marie's last meal.
True. Oh. Well, I mean, honey, we don't really need to go through all this right now.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it.
Okay.
No.
It is
surprising that you're having it here instead of at your job at Aphrodite. That's surprising.
Well, honey, I get that food all the time. Why would I eat that for my last meal?
Have you talked to George Papadopoulos, the owner of Aphrodite? Is he going to bring you food while you're in the clink?
Well, I don't know about bringing me food, honey, but he said he'd come and visit.
Well, for those who don't know, Gina Marie is going off to the clink.
That's right. Well, I have been claiming my tips for over 25 years.
Because you're a waitress down at Aphrodite Italian, a Greek and Italian restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Now, so you haven't been claiming your tips?
No, honey. And I've been working for over 25 years.
So how much money do you think that is?
Oh, I don't know.
God, it's got to be at least a couple $100.
Well, they tell me they're going to put me away for some time, but hopefully I get out early, you know, like that Lindsay Lohan there, you know, for good behavior.
Oh, isn't she gorgeous?
I'm sure.
Isn't she gorgeous?
I'm excited.
Talented?
I'm actually excited.
Oh, I tell my son Rudy, if he could find a girl like her, I'd be happy.
Really?
Oh, just find a girl like her, and you would make your mother proud.
Well, and you know, I have always said this, you know this, BJ, I've said this for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Lindsay Lohan is the new Julia Roberts. For our generation.
America's sweetheart.
Well, of course.
Well, for today's generation.
Honey, I'm excited to go into the clink.
You are?
I have a little bit of a vacation.
Really?
Yeah, for the first time in life.
Now, I know you were put in the clink once before when you got picked up for prostitution.
That was not even an overnight stay.
No.
No.
But no, I mean, what was it? I remember that, because that was when we were in All Night Strut.
That's right.
25 years ago, we were in a little show called All Night Strut. And Gina Marie, you played the stop sign.
That's right. Over by the dumpster in the back alley.
Right, and I remember Bobby, the director,
the
silver
bullet. Oh, yeah.
BJ, get this. Mm. So here we are doing a number. I played Sheena Shantisa's shadow.
That's right.
In the show.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm going to have a bite of your hamburger.
Go ahead.
Is that all right?
Honey. So here we are.
Fabulous.
How is it, honey?
Oh, so good.
So, here we are on stage rehearsing, and I remember this. We had a little dance number there, and Jane and Marie are supposed to be playing a schnapp song. All of a sudden, she starts breaking out into dance. And Bobby, what? The silver bullet, I know, the silver bullet says there, Jane and Marie, honey, you're a schnapp song. You stand still, honey.
Oh, honey.
Have a holes.
Oh, God.
Have a holes.
I hope the dry throat is not contagious.
No, honey, I was just choking.
You know what I do? I put a holes in my water.
Oh, that's smart.
With the ice, and then it's just all in one.
That's smart. Mm.
I like to put a Listerine strip in mine.
That didn't help my throat, though.
So listen, here she is on stage, dancing around as a stop sign. Bobby the Silver Bullet, finally, he shut down production, said, Jane Marie, you're going to go out to the Jersey Turnpike, and you got to do a character study on a stop sign.
Good
he said, Jane Marie, stop signs don't dance, honey.
Yeah, but honey, it was my big break. I'm in BJ. It was my big break, honey. I'm going to just stand there in the back? No, honey. I'm not going to stand there like a dope.
Well, so all of us had the whole day off. Jane Marie had to go study the stop sign, but then you got arrested. I remember she called me up. Her one phone call, she calls me. I said, what do you want me to do about it? Well, what do you want me to do about it? You're in jail, honey.
You got
to
bail me out.
Honey, it's not my problem.
You bailed her out?
No, honey.
Oh.
No, they just let me out, honey, after a few hours. After they understood.
I mean, they realized no one's going to pay for that.
Of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, my God.
No.
I ordered the island burger, honey.
Oh, I need more water. Well, that's what I need is water.
All right.
The island burger is amazing.
Isn't it?
Oh.
It is delicious.
I'm having the quad.
You're having the quad?
The quad sandwich.
Oh, the panko fried quad sandwich?
Mm-hmm. And I'm having the panko shrimp, honey.
Oh, really?
Panko fried shrimp.
Now, what's panko?
I think it's a
certain kind of breadcrumb, honey.
I mean, I like Italian breadcrumbs.
I like a 4C.
Honey. Now, normally, back in the day, my mother would make her own breadcrumbs.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the stale Italian bread that she'd made the week before.
Of course.
Well, normally, I mean, you know my mother's bread never lasted a day.
No.
Really. Well, actually, I mean, she didn't make it. Our housemaid made it.
Well, she was known for her yeast.
Yeah. She was.
Her homemade yeast.
It was always bacon.
Oh.
I mean, the fries that you get out of a bread with her yeast.
God, to this day.
I mean, people used to come from all over around asking to see her yeast.
Well.
They couldn't believe it.
They didn't realize. I think she had something special there.
She did.
Had never been done before.
They should have packaged it up.
That's
Well, you know my mother. She never liked to share nothing.
Your mother's yeast and my mother's sauce.
That's true.
I mean, come on.
Oh, God, could you imagine my mother's bread made with her yeast dipped in your mother's sauce?
Oh, God, honey. Well, we used to have it all the time.
Oh, and you know what? Your mother, Mrs. D'Angelo. God rest her soul. Your mother, Angela. I mean, really, Angela D'Angelo, God rest her soul. And your father.
Oh, forget him.
Good woman.
God. What a man.
I'll never forget that summer she pierced herself away. Well, pierced.
She pierced on.
Well, it wasn't really.
Well.
It wasn't really, suicide.
No.
But some people questioned it.
No, my mother.
She drove herself in the electric wheelchair right into the pool, honey.
Honey!
I heard it was suicide.
She was choking on a hot dog and she slammed on the little mobile. What is she going to do, honey?
You gotta be careful about that. I know. Because my forward has gotten stuck.
Yes.
I ran right into a wall.
Oh, for those who don't know.
Right into a wall.
For those who don't know, my best friend in the whole wide world, BJ Giacobelli, is in a hover man. By
choice.
That's
true, by choice.
By choice.
Well, I could get out, but why? Why walk?
True.
Right? Just like your mother.
I know.
I learned from her.
God rest her soul.
God rest her soul. I didn't go around water.
No.
Why take the chance?
I mean, and the poor children in the pool that got the electric shock from the wheelchair.
Well,
I mean, what a fiasco.
I'm still paying for those doctor bills.
Oh, God.
Just careless, really.
Well.
I mean, I remember that. She took the hot dog. I'm going to forget this.
I know. Remember it like it was yesterday.
She's getting emotional.
What?
She's got the hot dog lodged in her throat. Burning hot dog because it came right off the grill. I saw her, I said, where's she going? Like a bit out of hell in that wheelchair, right towards the pool. And it was one of those things, honey. I mean, I could have stopped her. I could have stopped her. But I was so shocked.
And then when you called my name out, and it turned around. And so my mom was falling right into the pool. And I jumped over leaps and bounds, honey. I didn't know what was going on. I was jumping over, you know, chairs and tables.
I mean, the rest of us stood there, our jaws on the ground. We had no idea, BJ. No idea what was going on. Well,
well I can imagine.
Well, because the mother also suffered from a little bit of mental illness, so we didn't know what was going on.
Well, that makes sense.
Well, yes, she had a problem.
Well, I can see that.
Well, you know, she was a mental...
It runs in the family.
There was a mental instability. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Runs in the families.
I mean, God, honey, the things she'd say to me, she was bipolar, I'm sure of it.
What kind of things would she say?
Well, one day she'd be so loving and affectionate, and the next second, oh my God, she'd be like Jekyll and Hyde.
Really?
Yes. Well, but that was my mother, you know.
I prefer Johnson & Johnson.
Well,
I mean, their products are very reliable. I don't know about this Jekyll and Hyde business, but...
Well...
This Island Burger is to die for. I mean, really.
The shrimp. I can't even tell you.
Where do you get shrimp?
Not like Red Lobster. No. Not like Red Lobster. No. Better.
No.
Better.
Well, they don't have the biscuits here.
No, they don't have
Cheddar Bay biscuits here.
They got the cheesy gnocchi.
They have cheesy gnocchi, but no Cheddar Bay biscuits.
No.
Well,
that's going to be my suggestion to Zuzi's.
It's Cheddar Bay
Cheddar
biscuits.
Cheddar Bay biscuits would make it perfect.
Now, Jamie, I want to eat. So what, you're going to jail tomorrow morning? How does that work? Now, what's going on?
Well, at 8 a.m., I got my cavity search with Olga Peterson.
Good for you.
Yeah. What?
They, cavity search?
Yeah, honey.
They do dentistry in the clink?
Apparently so, honey. Well, hopefully I get a new crown molar put in for this.
Well.
For free.
I was talking with BJ about it. You should probably go with a whitening service.
Of course. But I don't understand why they reward these prisoners.
Criminal.
I mean, my money.
Criminal.
My money. He's going to pay for your dentistry.
What? Really?
Mommy.
Because you break the law. And you get a free crown molar and a whitening service.
Rudy
doesn't even have medical insurance.
Oh, well.
And if anybody needs a whitening service, it's BJ.
Well, of course.
Thank you.
BJ. God. All the chemicals and stuff and all the accoutrements that they're putting in your meal.
Well, you know what it is? It's the walls. They stain my teeth blue.
Ah!
That's the problem.
Well, they got
the
so much sugar, honey.
Well, but I got it. What am I going to do? Dr. Slesinger just says, take a hold. My throat is dry.
Well, I was watching 2020 the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Stone Phillips did this whole thing about how it's a vicious cycle with the medical industry.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They know.
They know.
If you got a dry throat, it's like this, honey. You got a dry throat, and you have to have the holes. It's going to rot your teeth out. It's just a vicious cycle.
Oh, I know.
I said, Stone Phillips couldn't believe it.
Well, I'm sure.
He couldn't believe it.
Well, they're doing it all nowadays. I mean, one medicine is helping for something, but it's creating
with all those side effects are being, honey.
No.
It's like Gina Marie and her diarrhea. I told her, I said, honey, you got it. She's taking, remember, you're taking all those medications.
I know.
And it was even worse.
Remember,
God, burned up for weeks on it.
I just think it's not. You can't take medication for that.
Oh, listen, I know I'm getting a little sidetracked here.
Yeah.
But how gorgeous is the decor in this restaurant?
Oh, beautiful. I love it here.
Very warm hues.
Warm.
Very warm here. Very welcoming here.
It reminds me of my house, actually. My house
is very like this.
Very much like
very
this. Very
very dark and depressing. Yes, honey.
Yeah.
Well, I like to keep the shades shut, especially in the summer. It's too hot.
Oh, it's hot.
Well,
you close the shades. I like them heavy, and I like the air conditioning blowing.
I got this centrally.
Well, apparently in my house, I can't keep the shades and the windows open.
But no, God, I mean, this restaurant and the food, so classy and so delicious. I mean, and look at the people all sitting around here.
I love it.
No, all right, I'm sorry.
Do you still have that?
We're talking about my diarrhea,
honey. Of course, yeah. I wanted to ask you, what color is it? Because that depends on how they treat it, from what I read.
Honey, BJ, it changes from day to day, honey.
Is it white?
No.
Because that's bad.
White?
I also heard black is bad. If it's very dark,
Or very light.
No, the only time it's black is when I have the black licorice.
Oh.
You know, then it...
But you're addicted to it.
Oh, forget it.
She's got this jar of black licorice at her desk at Aphrodite. Always normal. Her teeth are black.
I know it.
George Papadopoulos always yelled at her and said, honey, someone's coming in here to book some construction work at the house to get your black teeth.
Oh, no. They know that it's candy.
And you reek of it.
Well,
you can
love
smell
anise.
It coming.
That smell of the anise.
Maybe you should eat some anise then, instead of the black licorice.
I do that too, but usually on the holidays.
Oh, okay.
Frankie loves the anise, doesn't he?
Oh. Well, honey.
He can't get enough of the
anise. Well, it helps you in your digestion.
Oh, it's...
Yeah.
Well, apparently I'm supposed to be eating a lot more of the anise,
because
that's what Dr. Schlesinger's selling.
It's going to help your digestive there?
Yeah.
Well, he told me eating anise helps my throat, too.
Get out.
That's what he said. Eat anise. Day in, day out, eat anise.
Wow.
I've never had anise near my lips. Nothing anise flavored. Never.
Yeah, really. I can't believe it. Because in an Italian household, you never had anise in your mouth?
We had anise everywhere. It was all over the table. All the time.
All between every meal.
But you
got to
keep it fresh. Because when an anise goes bad, you don't want it anywhere near you.
No, rotting smell, honey.
Oh, God. Oh.
Well, I know they got the anise flavored biscotti, the anise cookies.
Oh, God, the toast and all the end.
Well, I know. My father always said that my mother had the best anise.
Really?
Yes, honey. Oh. Everyone would always come to taste her anise. Oh, look, there's our server. Honey. Oh, Jennifer, get us. Oh,
excuse me.
Come on, boys. Sir?
We need water over here. Water.
Honey, we need some water over here. Excuse for BJ. She's dry throat, honey.
Yoo-hoo!
I'm starting to get dry.
Oh, God. Pardon me, ladies.
Uh-huh.
Some of the other tables are complaining that you're being a little
complaining?
Bit loud.
What?
You're being loud.
What? We're being loud.
We're being loud. Loud.
The talk of all the anise is...
Anise?
What's wrong with anise?
Yeah.
Why
are
you
talking
about
anise?
The rest of your food will be up in just a
moment. Do you have anise?
Yeah, do you?
The rest of your food will be up in just a moment.
Well, alright, well. What is that about?
Can you believe that, Anita?
No, I can't believe it. Oh. And if they had anise on the menu, I'd want to try it.
I
know.
Love to try their anise.
I mean, all with this anise talk.
Oh,
really?
Oh, you got to try Zuzi's.
You got to talk to Zuzi's.
That's what they do put on the menu. The cheddar bay biscuits and the anise.
Yeah. Well, I wonder who was complaining about us.
Who's here? I don't know.
Oh,
people.
My God.
What?
Is that the Christakis's?
What?
Yes, honey, with all their kids. Hi! Debbie!
Hello!
Debbie. How are you, Debbie?
Hello!
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
How are the kids?
How are you?
Okay. Do you think she was the one that talked about
look
us?
Look at how she's looking at me. Oh. Hi, honey!
Hi, honey!
The kids are so cute, honey. Look at them. Look at all of them.
Are they in diapers?
Does the one have dams?
They have diapers.
Honey.
Oh, my God.
They don't have shoes
so
on.
So cute, Debbie! How old's the youngest now? Really? 4? Oh my God.
Still in diapers.
God, 4 years?
Still in diapers.
God, so she's been knocked up?
Well, the 8-year-old, there, he's got to be 8 or 10, still in a stroller.
Okay. Dirty.
And then that 4-year-old's got that little binky in his mouth. I don't like that.
No.
I don't like that.
No, I mean, how old was Tina Marie when you took away your Tina Marie's binky?
Not 4 years old, I'll tell you that right now.
Oh my God, what time is it?
Oh
my God, I'm gonna be late. I have my appointment with a little Miss Italian League beauty pageant.
Oh!
I've got all my new girls this season.
Well, am I gonna be seeing you?
Can you draw me off?
You gotta go with me.
Draw me off at the courthouse because I gotta go.
Am I gonna see you before I go?
Gina Marie, you take care of the bill.
You take care. Yeah, we gotta go.
I'll get you the money later.
I'm gonna be late. The judge will never let me give you money.
Just take the bill, honey.
Just take the bill.
We'll take care of it later. We'll talk later.
Good luck to you.
All right,
bye, Gina.
Good luck to you.
All right, all right.
Can you clear the way, Anita?
I'll see you.
Can
you
excuse me?
Excuse me, Debbie.
We need to move that table,
okay,
please,
right.
And maybe you can get your kid out of the way, please, because
okay.
I will run him over.
Right,
we gotta go.
Come on.
All right, let's go.
Come on.
All right.
Careful. Oh no, help! How am I gonna pay for this? Oh God, Jesus Christ! Help! Oh God, with the crustaceans right behind me, I'm gonna have to walk out. I'm gonna. All right. Oh God, where's that waiter? I'm gonna have to. Take it behind me. Alright. Where's my pocketbook? Oh. Alright. Oh God. Oh God, she saw me.